it's exciting. It's exciting for me as a coach to be able to take a new group of skill sets and try to work as our team goal to win a championship. So we're all excited about it. We're ready to get to work, talk to both of them. They're ready to come here and get to work. They're added to the room. Nothing really changes with the way that we will approach the room. The best players will play. The next guys will sit there and work to get ready to play. Are they going to play inside? Are they going to play outside? We'll let practice and all that figure that out. So I know that's going to be a question that I'm going to be asked. So you don't have to ask it. All right, we're going to let practice figure out where they'll be played. And the main thing is that we're excited to have the skill sets that they bring to our secondary. So,
Joel, though, is it easier or does it make the adjustment easier for guys to start out either inside or outside, or does that not matter at all?
You know, different guys have different learning curves in that way. So what I'm going to do with both of them, I'm going to give them the opportunity to play the different positions, left, right, inside, outside, nickel, dime. And then once I get them here and understand what they can handle, then we'll move from there. But you really never know until you get them in the room.
Joe, what does it say about Quentin that he has made football look so easy to play?
I don't think this is an easy game in any way, so it'd be hard for me to answer that question. I do know that his rare ball skills, that is something special, the ability to get it. And he does make it easy to go get the ball in that area. But this is a hard game, and he's going to have some challenges when he gets on this level, which all young guys do. You know, corner is a hard position to come in and play as a rookie. I mean, I think there's one in the past 10 years, one rookie cornerback that made the Pro Bowl. I think there's zero that have been, voted Rookie of the Year. Casey and the kid from St. Louis and one other kid were the only three that got votes for Defensive Rookie of the Year in the past 10 years. So it's a hard position to come in and play very early. So let's make sure that we have other guys in the room that are going to have great opportunities to show that they're worthy of playing as well.
As much as you like Quentin, is there still room to improve when he's only played 1 year?
There's room to improve for everybody. I mean, not just him, everybody.
What did you learn about working with Dimitri to kind of hone basketball skills and football skills, and how you're going to have to do the same with Quentin?
Well, you know, most of the guys that you coach play basketball in high school anyway. So the skill set is something that you're used to. It's more of the football knowledge is what we have to work with. The skill set part of it, all these guys play basketball. I mean, they play basketball every day between workouts. So I really don't focus on the basketball, baseball, other sport aspect of things, more of how can I get them to play a high-level football.
Joe, when it comes to playing corner, what is the benefit to Demaryius and for Quentin that they have that other experience with other sports? What kind of benefit can that be with translating to playing corner?
The basketball part of it, just staying in front of people, the man defense aspect of it, the quick, foot action part of it. But other than that, you have to learn how to play cornerback, and I'm confident that I'll be able to get them up to speed.
What jumped out at you about Randall?
Randall has a skill set. He's very quick. He played the safety, so he was really in the slot a lot of the time. Quick bursts, close. He was aggressive on coverage, and so he's a guy that's going to have opportunity to play in a couple different packages.
Is there any convincing for you when you think, man, I got a guy who can play baseball, I got to play basketball? Is there any convincing on your part thinking, if you guys think you can play, I'll go out there and coach him?
Well, that's my job, okay? My job is, as a defensive back coach, number one, to get my players to do what Dom Capers want them to do, all right? And I don't care who they bring in the room. I'm going to coach them as hard as I can. And I'm going to get the most out of everybody that comes in that room, if they're number one or if they're a free agent. I really don't care. I'm going to coach them as hard as I can for one goal, and that's to win a championship. So if it's a first rounder or a free agent, if you play well, you'll play. If you don't, you'll sit there and watch. I hope both of these guys don't think that they're going to come in just because of their pedigree that they're going to necessarily play in front of anybody else. That's not how it works in our room. The best guys play. You know, I'm excited with their skill set, and I'm excited to add them to the room. But we have a lot of work. This is a young room. Only Casey and Sam have any experience playing defensive back in that room right now. You know, well, you know, if Micah, he's between safety and corner. So this is a young room. We have a lot of work in front of us. I understand the challenge that's in front of myself and this group, but we're going to answer it. I'm very confident in the men that I'm working with.
Joe, do you like that challenge? You said this is your job. I look back, you had Sam Shields, mm-hmm. who had played 1 year of college football, or 1 year of cornerback. You get Rollins now, who played 1 year of college football. You had Meech, who's still in your room. You had Jamal Roll, who come from a tiny school. Randall's been at safety the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. As a coach, is that exciting? And is there a blank slate aspect of it where you're not having to have them unlearn things you don't like? Or what's the challenge there of having that many guys who have that kind of work in front of them to make them into
players? Well, the main challenge is how do we play winning football quickly? That's the main challenge. I can get them, I'm not going to say I can get them, but they will get to be able to play and make plays and make splash plays here or there. But can they not make the mistake when you're in a big game? Can they play consistently? How fast can we get them to that point? That is the difficult part of it, because all young players make mistakes. I don't care if they played the position all the way through from grade school. When you're a rookie, you make mistakes. And so how fast can we – and some of the mistakes, you just have to see it. You have to make it to learn from it. That's just football. But how fast can I expose them to hard situations and get them to feel comfortable, you know, out there and be able to play fast?
Do Mike or Dom ever tell you what they think of you as a coach, that you can handle this, or did they send that message by giving you guys like this?
No, you know, I'm very fortunate to work for this organization and to work under Mike and Dom. When we do the contracts, that's when they let me know how they feel about me. And I'm here for another year, and I'm very humbled to have the opportunity to be here and work for this organization. But after I sign that contract, it's time to get to work. And I understand if I don't get the job done, there'll be somebody else up here standing, just like my players understand. Hey, the best players play, the next guys watch. The same thing goes with the coaches.
How much value do you put in interceptions? I mean, Randall had a bunch. You know, this guy had a bunch. I mean, not just deflecting the ball, but actually making a play. I guess when you're evaluating these guys, how much value do you put in the actual interceptions?
You know, this is a passing league now, and interceptions, turnovers is a way that you can really change the game. So I value it. I think we're very good at it. 6 years we've been here, we're number one in the league by a good margin. And I believe both of these guys have a skill set to get the ball, added to what Sam and Casey can do and Micah. That's very exciting, you know, the ability to be able to get the ball and go score with it.
Joe, most of the corners you see on film, you study on film, they're guys that have played cornerback for years on end consecutively. How different does Quentin look with just having those years playing basketball, that break in between? Where is he wrong in areas? Where is he at?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, he can bend. He can motor mirror. He can do some of those things already. I mean, he was, I think, defensive player of the year. So he played high level football in that conference. He's gonna be fine. The translation between, you know, I know everybody want to focus on the basketball aspect, and I understand how exciting that is for the fans, but I didn't watch him play basketball. I watched what he did on the football field, and that's the only thing that I care about. I don't know if Meech can play basketball. I don't know if any of these guys can play basketball, baseball. That's not my concern. What can he do on the football field? And I think they'll both be able to help us.
Joe, if I heard you right, you said you think it's pretty hard for corners to come in and play right away. But if I think back to Sam's rookie year, by the end of that season, I think he was a fairly big contributor to you guys during the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So how much can you count on these guys, the two that you picked up this year? Do you have any idea yet?
Well, you know, if you're thinking about Sam, I'm not trying to compare anybody to Sam in this aspect. I want to make sure we go out when we play the Bears, the first game, that we're playing high-level football, okay? I don't want to get into where we're 2-3 again or we're 2 – no, we have a team that can win every game that we line up and play, all right? I don't want to have a young guy or a guy that I'm responsible to give up an explosive, to give up – that's not what I'm looking for. So that's when I say playing good football, it's difficult for corners to play high-level. I mean, just go back and look at it and all the guys that are playing high level now, look at their rookie year and see where they were.
Spoon, last one.
Joe, when you compare where Sam was and where Rollins is the mental part the part that's going to be the hardest, recognizing formations, recognizing?
You know, when I spoke with him at the combine, I was very pleased with his knowledge of, you know, with only playing 1 year. I was pleased. He was further along than guys that have been playing a long time. He's a smart kid. So I was happy with when I gave him the test and the quiz. He performed really, really well.